Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
And welcome into Trappers Warm-Up here. Game 2 of the day here on this Thursday afternoon slash evening, whatever you want to call it. Just depends on your time preferences. I'm Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers here, bringing you this matchup between your Pier Trappers and the visiting Red River Pilots. The Pilots won the first two games of this series, winning on Wednesday night 12-7, and then beating your Trappers 9-2 just a couple of hours ago on Baseball and Education Day. That was the theme for this early afternoon's game. About 300 kids were here. The atmosphere was fun. And the Trappers had a good time, players signing autographs. Coach Jamie Habiger having fun with things, and I actually caught up with Coach Habiger a few moments ago. I didn't talk to him post-game of this first game, so I talked to him for a little bit extra here before this second game tonight. And I'm now joined by Trappers coach Jamie Habiger between games 1 and 2, the second game coming up here in a little less than an hour. Coach, that first game, we kind of talked about it a little bit off the air when we were together, you know, really just the main thing that stands out, you know, four hits for each team, but it's really the hit by pitch and the walks, really giving them the chance to get on base freely there at the start of the game that hurt you guys.
Yeah, it did. We manufactured a run the first, which was great, and we went quick. I think Casey threw six pitches in the first inning. We were looking great, and then, you know, we just we didn't have the lug nuts tightened very well, and the wheels fell off there. So I'm looking forward to a complete game by the Trappers, a full offense and pitching game. We haven't, I don't think, had one of those since the first week of the season.
Exactly right. And Caleb Hay will be on the mound for tonight, kind of your guys' ace, if you will. He was up here with me before the game, or for game one, talking about just kind of his scouting report on these guys. What do you think we'll see from Caleb tonight out there?
You know what, Caleb gets locked in and he gets mad and he stays mad until he gets pulled. He's a good kid. He's just a bulldog on the mound. He's been watching in the last couple games, see how they hit. So I'm looking forward to see Caleb throw against these guys.
What did you think of that, the pretty much 95% kids crowd that we had for that first game, the baseball and education? You had like probably 250 kids here. What'd you think of that?
That was great. It was great. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't play great, so they might have started turning on us a little bit. But you know what? The kids are the future, and the kids are the future fans. And so anything we can do to bring the fans and get this community closer together is great for me and the team. So I loved it.
Pretty much all of your guys that I was talking to were like, I've never signed that many autographs in my entire life. I was signing forearms. I was signing hands, signing bats, signing papers. It was just all over the place. Have you ever signed that many autographs? Did you have to sign any at all, like when you were out there?
I signed a few. You know, if the kids want to play, they know who to come to. So they were getting a couple from the coach.
I agree. You exchanged something with a kid there of like, I hope you didn't watch me play today or something, just like trying to mess with them.
I was messing with them, yeah. How'd I do? Did you see me play type of thing? But, you know what? It was great to have all the kids out here, and I thought it was a great day for the Trappers and the community.
Absolutely right. And so before our game here in less than an hour, we've got to do the would you rather question that we have. This one is going to be a tough one, I think.
All right.
Would you rather bite your tongue every time that you eat something or stub your toe on every corner that you round?
Oh, man. I would rather stub my toe. Ooh. I hate biting my tongue. I just bit in the first game today. So,
what were
so
you?
That was a good. Yeah. It was just one
some
of those.
Sunflower seeds, maybe.
Yeah, just one of those chewing gum and one of those minutes, and I got a chunk of tongue, so I would rather stub my toe. If it was yesterday, I might want to bite my tongue, but
it's a recent experience now dictates otherwise. Okay,
right,
good
exactly.
Answer, Coach. We'll have to take a little break from these because I'll have this weekend off, but I'll have a really good one for you after this long weekend for me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and my dad especially, and appreciate all the fans, and have a Happy Father's Day. You too, Ryan.
Fantastic. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that a lot, and we'll talk to you post-game.
Alright, thanks, Ryan.
We're almost all the way through the national anthem here. We'll take a quick break and come back for starting lineups and first pitch here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
And welcome in here to Hyde Stadium. We had a long interview with me and Coach Habiger that took us into the national anthem. It was a fun one. I think one of my favorite interviews I've had with Coach so far. Says he'd rather stub his toe around every corner than bite his tongue every time he eats. Probably a good idea. You know, it's a pretty annoying thing to do when you bite your tongue. I always end up biting like my cheek and stuff when I'm eating, and it just turns my mouth into like raw beef for like a day or two, and I hate it so much. I'll quit rambling, and we'll get to the starting lineups for tonight's game, the second game of the two-game doubleheader between the Trappers and the Pilots. Caleb Hay on the mound for your Trappers, and then you have Alex Miller leading off for the Pilots. Then it will be followed by Jack Walton, Carter Payne, Isaac Becker, Jason Willers, Micah Barkenhagen, Aiden McGee, Tanner Thompson, and Jared Kirkman. We're about ready for play here. Your Trappers wearing the gold jerseys, the same ones they wore earlier this afternoon. The Pilots wearing the white jerseys, the same as earlier as well. Same uniform combination. Alex Miller striding in. And we're about ready for play here. Caleb Hay on the mound, leading things off here. The top of the first, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike one. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. Trust your captain, but keep your seatbelts fastened. That's hit over to third on a one hop to Bendek. And that's in time to first for the first out of the game. So a good start for Caleb Hay, getting that ground ball to the third baseman, Connor Bendek, and fielded easily over there. Let me finish my legal ID that was rudely interrupted by Alex Miller over there by the Pilots. Please buckle up. There you go. That's all I had left to say. So a ground out there to lead off the game. Alex Miller grounding out to third. And now the first pitch to the second batter, Jack Walton, and that's a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss with the off speed. The count now 0-2. The left-hander, Jack Walton, facing the righty, Caleb Hay. The 0-2 pitch, fouled off. Walton starting at shortstop once again. He started there in game one today in the Pilots' 9-2 victory against the Trappers. They're looking to sweep your Trappers here at Hyde Stadium. 0-2 lined in to second base, and it's caught on a line by Trevor Seagraves. Hit fairly well off the bat, but went right to the Trappers' second baseman out of Ottawa University in Arizona. And made the routine snag. And that is the second out of the inning. So now it will be Carter Payne batting third. The red, bright red barrel of that wooden bat. First pitch called a strike for Caleb Hay. So doing exactly what Casey Kosheva was able to do in the first inning of this early game we had earlier today. That one misses. We'll see if maybe Caleb can sustain that a little bit and continue to find the zone. Kasheva went 1-2-3 in the top of the first of that earlier game, but then the wheels kind of fell off the bus a little bit after that. And after the foul ball, the count is now 1-2. And the pitch, breaking ball, called strike three, dropped it in there. 1-2-3 inning from Caleb Hay, slicing and dicing on the mound. Gets the backwards K to end the top of the first. The Pilots go down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the bottom of the first inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
And welcome back in here for the bottom of the first at Hyde Stadium. Caleb Hay, the starter for the Trappers, pitched a 1-2-3 top of the first, striking out the final batter of the inning. To roll us over here to the bottom of the first, Dick Berryman on the mound for the Pilots. And now we'll go through the starting lineup for your Trappers. I realized I haven't done that yet, so no better time than now. Connor Bendek leading things off. Noah McCreary, Hunter Brown, Trevor Seagraves, Anthony Barraza, Daniel Habb behind the dish. We talked to him there during game one, and he was fantastic with the headset on. Colby Rich, Maddox Mueller, and Jacob Griffin. He was up here as well a little bit earlier. So the Trappers, they got on the board first in game one here in the bottom of the first, but that was about all they could do for the entirety of the game. First pitch to Bendek. That's chopped back to the pitcher. It goes past him a little bit to the shortstop, Walton, who fields, and it's off the line, and that's going to be an error with Bendek safely taking second. So a blunder there from Jack Walton, the shortstop. It was a slow hit ground ball. Connor Bendek first pitch swinging. And it was a bad throw up the line from Walton. And it allowed for Bendek to take second. So just like that, you know, got a runner in scoring position here. With nobody out here in the bottom of the first, and it's now Noah McCreary. First pitch, and there's a called strike. A fastball there from Nick Berryman. Two pitches into the bottom of the first inning, and there is already a runner in scoring position after the error on Jack Walton. RBI opportunity for McCreary. Got him dipping out a changeup. Swing and a miss for strike two. McCreary up near the top in all the major hitting categories with the team. RBI, total bases, batting average in the top three in each of those. In a prime spot here, the 0-2. Got him waving and missing there. Went with an off-speed again, low and outside, and McCreary could not lay off of it. So that is the first out here in the bottom of the first after the strikeout. Now Hunter Brown. It's always interesting now to see what cleats Hunter Brown is wearing as he's going back to the neon green New Balance Big League Chew collab cleats. I'll explain a little bit about that in a second for those who have not heard. First pitch to Brown, taken for ball one. So there during that last game this team had on Sunday in Bancroft, Iowa, Hunter Brown was at an 0 for 22 streak at the plate, looking to change the fortunes any way he could. So he swapped out the green New Balances and exchanged them for some blue Nikes, and the 1-0 is fouled off straight back. Count 1-1. So swapped out the cleats for a night to see if it could turn the tides, and sure enough it did. Broke that hitless streak in that game with a hit. He picks up a chunk of dirt, solidified dirt, and just tosses it away. I think that's probably some old clay from the when they try to repair each batter's box. They must just have not really stuck in there. Like he was chucking a piece of concrete as that's fouled off the mask of the catcher Willers. Count 1-2. So I'll finish my story here quick. Basically, wore the blue cleats, got off that hitless streak, but now is going back to the green ones. And we'll see if that's what he stays with. The 1-2 pitch. Outside. Good take there. Looked like that changeup. Berryman has gone to the changeup early on here. Got it with that strikeout of McCreary. Went to it there in the count now. 2-2. Hunter Brown, the shortstop, digging in, a runner in scoring position here. And the 2-2 pitch. Missed, up and in. Ball three. Trevor Seagraves on deck. Anthony Barraza to follow. One away here. Bottom of the first. 3-2 the count to Hunter Brown. And the payoff pitch. That's hit over to short, and it will get by Walton at third. And they're going to send Bendek around. The throw to the plate is high, and he is in there easily. Hunter Brown's going to take second and head to third. And he's in there standing up. So that'll go down as an RBI double from Hunter Brown, advancing to third on the throw home. So the Trappers on the board first here. Snuck that one through the left side of the infield. Got it by Jack Walton, the shortstop. And just like that, your Trappers have an early lead. Now another runner in scoring position. Just 90 feet away from scoring. Good start for the Trappers. Looking to avoid getting swept at home here in this first series of the year between the Trappers and the Pilots. Trevor Seagraves now back in the lineup after having this morning off. First pitch. And that misses. So the count 1-0 to Trevor Seagraves from Ottawa University in Arizona. The 1-0 pitch now misses and gets by the catcher, rolls to the backstop, but it actually bounces back enough that Hunter Brown is not able to take home. Stayed there at third base, probably a smart decision. No need to run yourself into and out at the plate at this point in the game. Pretty much just underway. Game starting about 10 minutes ago. Your Trappers leading it 1-0 already after the RBI hit through the left side of the infield from Hunter Brown. He's now on third. 2-0 pitch at the knees, called strike one. Digs back in here, looking to bring in that second run of the game. Berryman gets set, and the 2-1 spiked it. Count 3-1 now. Hitters friendly count, probably waiting to see if it's something that he likes here. Maybe try and drive it. The 3-1, and it's called strike two. Seagraves thought it might have been ball four, started to take that first couple of steps towards first. It's ushered back into the box by the home plate umpire. And now the count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. And a swing and a miss. Went upstairs with it. Seagraves might have chased there on that swing and a miss up near the collarbone area. Hard to lay off of those. Really is. Had a few times during my playing days where I looked silly swinging at a fastball up like that. You know, the first thing, I can't speak for these guys, but I can speak from experience as Anthony Barraza strides in. Every time I would swing at a fastball up there, the first thing I would think as soon as I swing is, why did I just do that? And I bet that's probably pretty close to what Trevor Seagraves was just thinking there, too. It just happens. It's just an instinct. It looks so enticing and so tempting. Anthony Barraza in an 0-1 count. Two away here. Bottom of the first. The 0-1. And called. Strike two. So two strikes taken from Barraza here. Trappers looking to avoid stranding a runner on third. Behrman. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Staying alive. Pitch number 20 of the inning upcoming for the Pilots starter, Nick Behrman, the right-hander. Barraza digs in. And the 0-2. Spiked it, and it gets by the backstop, and that will allow for Hunter Brown to score. That makes it 2-0, Trappers, and maybe a get-out-of-jail-free card here for your Trappers in the first. Had Hunter Brown on third base there. But then a strikeout and then an 0-2 count to Barraza really put the Trappers in danger of stranding that runner. But then a wild pitch that gets by Willers, the catcher, kind of bails him out. And now at this point, you got your two runs in this inning. I think you're pretty okay with cashing him in as Barraza goes down swinging. That will end the inning, but as I mentioned, that passed ball there, a bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card for Hunter Brown and the Trappers, able to take home and make it 2-0 through one inning of play. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the second here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Your Trappers leading 2-0 here through one inning of play at Hyde Stadium. The final game of the three-game series between the Trappers and the Pilots. The Trappers lost the first two games, losing last night 12-7, and then losing earlier this afternoon 9-2, actually, losing by 7. Looking to win it tonight, though. If there were to be a winnable game, a very winnable game for the Trappers, it would definitely be this one. You've got your ace on the mound. You've got one of your more ideal starting lineups in there. The stars may be aligning a little bit for the Trappers to play themselves into a victory today. So we're ready here for the top of the second inning. Isaac Becker leading it off, the cleanup man. First pitch, missed, top. Caleb Hay, the starter. This is his fourth start of the year. Got a swing and a miss there. Count 1-1. And Caleb did, I can confirm, drink his annual pre-start Bang energy drink. At least part of it. The 1-1. Ground ball. And that takes a bad hop past Connor Bendek and into left field. We'll rule that one a base hit. Bendek was in perfect position for it, but just took a nasty bounce on that infield. One of the things that you get when you're playing on natural dirt, that lip there between the grass and the dirt, sometimes it can take some funky hops on you. And I'm joined here a half inning early.
Well, you're gonna put me on right away, huh?
Yeah, you're on. Hey, you're okay. Sitting next to me. You're on blast.
Right on. I tell you what, Ryan, it's exciting having you here with this ball club. I know you came a long way from Oklahoma State, but you've been doing a tremendous job all season long.
Thank you. First pitch misses high.
As we get ready for the short road trip to Sioux Falls, and then we get a long homestand. Now, I think you're probably excited about having, what, 7 games in a row at home?
Yes, yes, that'll be nice. I think it will be fantastic. We'll get, because I think it will be these, those 3 games this weekend as that one's fouled off. If I wouldn't have moved my car, that would be right where I was parked, but luckily I learned my lesson after tempting with fate for the first 4 games of the year, not moving my car. There was a few of them where I was like, that's really close. That might be a shattered windshield when I go out to the street, and luckily I moved. And now I'm not even tempting fate anymore because there's no point to. It's a check swing there called ball 2.
Tell you what, I did get a little color out there today, I think.
Yeah, you were out there with the kids.
We had a great time, by the way. Those of you who came out to baseball and education, the crowd was amazing. Those kids were making noise, and they're future Trappers fans.
Hit on the ground, a big hop for Bendek, and leaps, and it's off the glove.
He couldn't find it there,
but it's just at his feet, so that'll be an infield single.
Yeah, he jumped in the air. He made a decent play. It hit the heel of his glove, popped up straight above his head, fell right at his feet, and sometimes that happens to a catcher.
Yeah.
Foul ball lands right at your feet, and you're looking around, and it's right under you. Or it's right under the umpire's feet. You can't find it. The same thing happened at third base on that play.
Connor Bendek living in probably feels like he's living in the shadow realm, the twilight zone right now. That first ball of the inning. First ball of the inning took a horrible bounce and went right over his shoulder. That second one way up in the air, tried to go get it and lost it right under his feet. Two hits. Both of them are hits. Nothing that Connor Bendek can do at third. He was in perfect position both times. Sometimes the baseball gods just decide to put their little touch on the game.
They gave us nice weather today, though. Perfect sunshine.
Yes.
Not quite those 104 degrees that you're going to have for Oahu days this weekend, those of you who are staying around Pier.
And I'd actually never heard of that before until
everybody tells
night.
Me what a great thing it is. And if I weren't covering for you this weekend, I would be enjoying some Oahu days here.
For sure. There's a called strike. 84 degrees on the nose right now.
And they say the same temperature for all the games in Sioux Falls, that it's going to be between 100 and 105 degrees Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's a good thing that you're up in the press box.
Well, let's hope it's a cool press box. I have not seen that stadium yet. They tell me Canary Stadium is quite nice, though.
1-1, chopped foul straight back. Micah Barkenhagen, college teammates with Jacob Griffin and Trevor Seagraves. He hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 runs in the first game of this series, but was held relatively quiet there in that first game this afternoon. He has 2 runners on here with nobody out in the top of the second. Trappers scored 2 in the bottom of the first. Caleb Hay, the 1-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go around? We're going to get an appeal down. And yes, he did.
All right, we get the call from the second base umpire.
Barkenhagen didn't like it. He's shaking his head going back to the dugout, but Caleb Hay gets the call there on the check swing, and that is a big first out. Now you have a chance to roll a double play ball here and get out of this inning unscathed.
Exactly. No damage yet. Now, the games this weekend, by the way, we're going to get the Roosters on Friday. We'll get the Saberdogs on Saturday, and then we're going to get these Pilots again on Sunday, and then a day off on Monday.
For traveling to Sioux Falls, or not Sioux Falls, for traveling to Soares Valley in Minot to face the Saberdogs for a 2-game series.
And then we, from the 23rd for 7 straight days, we get home games. Our first long homestand of the year. So, Trappers fans, go to peertrappers.com and get your tickets. Got to get the plug in.
Yes. Shameless plug. Never a bad time for it.
Nice breaking pitch, by the way.
Great one there from Caleb Hay. He has been in command here early on. Looking good. spotting the corners. Looks like he has his fastball and his off-speed working.
He takes a little time on the mound. I keep stopping to let you do the play-by-play side.
And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Caleb Hay. A chance to get out of this thing here in the second after allowing runners on first and second with nobody out. And that fastball up there.
Mixing his pitches very well tonight, too. You know, we've seen the fastball, we've seen the cutter, we've seen the curveball, and we've seen the basic breaking pitch. So he's got it all going tonight.
And Caleb, as you mentioned, takes his time. He really goes by the beat of his own drum up there on the mound. Mixes things up with his speeds, tries to keep the hitters and the base runners off balance. That fastball pounded in there for a called strike. You could hear the pop of the leather from up here.
And
violent.
He does take a little extra time, like a lot of pitchers do, with runners on, you know, working from the stretch versus his regular motion to the plate.
Absolutely right. And the 0-1, that's chopped right back
number.
To him. They're going to say that was foul off the foot, though, and you can see that one did hit Thompson on that left foot. He's limping it off a little bit.
Exactly. No balls, two strikes. Trapper's up 2-0 early. We haven't seen a lot of that where we get up early. We're usually having to play catch-up. We've had our opportunities throughout this season. Finding that clutch hit, I've talked to Coach Jamie, and he and I have talked about that's the missing piece. That's the only thing this team is missing.
Yep.
Getting that clutch hit with two on or the bases loaded or a runner at third, that is the only thing this team is missing.
You're exactly right. Is that a breaking ball called strike three? Caleb Hay, after allowing the first two runners to reach, proceeds to strike out the next three batters and say good morning, good afternoon, and good night. We go to the bottom of the second. Your Trappers still leading 2-0 here. We'll come back after this quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
And by the way, this is John Hunt, as normally it would be Ryan Breeden coming out of the break, but I did want to take the moment as I heard the commercial for Denver Air Connection to thank our good friends at Denver Air Connection, because tonight you have a chance in the bottom of the sixth inning, if you make your way out to the ballpark, you have a chance to win a flight for two to Denver from our friends at Denver Air Connection.
Okay.
See, again, shameless plug. That's
shameless
part of the game.
It's part of the game. It's something that I'm going to have to get used to. I'll become better at it over the course
you
of
will.
My years.
You'll be fine, man. You're doing, a tremendous job as the leadoff hitter comes to the plate.
Hey, you can take over the play-by-play duties for what's happening if you want. It'll be a prerequisite of foreshadowing to what this weekend will be.
All right, well, you're going to have to give me some numbers.
You're good. Daniel Habb is
catcher
up there
from,
right
now. Norcross, Georgia.
See,
my very best friend,
you know that,
and his family lives about a mile away from Daniel. His kids, the Leggett family, all went to Norcross High School, where Daniel Hobb went to high school before going to, I believe it's Griffin College in southern Georgia. Balls in the dirt and outside. That'll make it 1-1. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning, bottom of the second, with the Trappers at the plate.
You mentioned a comment about the Trapper's offense not being able to come up with that clutch hit.
And the pitch, it's driven by Hobb. That's going to fall in between the right fielder and the center fielder. It's rolling out toward the warning track, and it is dribbled as Hobb has some speed. He had 23 stolen bases in college this year and goes in head first to third with a clean triple.
just drove that one into the gap, you know, had some exit velo on that one, saw a fastball that he liked, did not waste any time, sent it right back up the middle, slightly over towards that 378 sign in right center. And you mentioned that speed. He's pretty speedy for a catcher, does not have your typical body build of what you would see from a catcher.
Yeah, exactly. There aren't many catchers like that are, you know, that have that kind of speed. You're exactly 100% right. And he's got a little bit of power as well. So I look forward to seeing him get comfortable here with the Trappers and, again, give us a nice long homestand. Colby Rich at the plate, the first pitch just outside for ball one.
And so now that there's a runner in scoring position for the Trappers, I can finally say that stat relating to the offense. We're talking about not coming up with that clutch hit. The Trappers this year so far, 132 runners left on base. That is most in the league by over 60.
And that pitch is outside as well. He tries to slow that one down. No go. Again, outside. And it was about right waist high, but it was outside.
And a reminder, the infield also is playing in here. Call that your red defense. Everyone playing up on the grass, so anything on the ground, you try to go home here.
And there's a drive. That man fall into the gap again as well. Just the same spot that Daniel Hobb hit that ball. Colby Rich with a single that knocks in the RBI, giving the Trappers now a 3-0 lead.
So there you go. There's a solid knock from Colby. Goes to Oklahoma Wesleyan, school in the same state that I go to.
We have a couple of players at Wesleyan.
We do. Wesleyan, you've got some at Science and Arts in Oklahoma as well. Colby Rich coming through there. He's in the top three in the team in RBI or in batting average coming into today, and so he really came through with that.
And I wonder if anybody has ever said this, but at the plate, Mueller.
You were talking about that before the Mueller. Game, and it made me laugh.
Nine times. Maddox Mueller at the plate for the Trappers. One ball, no strikes, and there's nobody out here with a runner on first. That's Colby Rich.
I may not have seen Top Gun, but I've seen Ferris
Bueller's
Day.
You've seen Ferris Bueller's Day off. Okay, big swing and a miss on the fastball right down the pike, and it's 1-1. Trappers, again, off to the early three-run lead. We don't see that very much. Normally, our guys are playing from behind. Getting to that second pitcher, being patient, and as the pitch comes to the plate, there's a strike on the outside corner.
And so far, I'll say this game, this third game of the series, the strike zone looking a bit more consistent early on here.
Oh,
a little bit easier for guys to pick up.
As a general manager, I'm not allowed to speak of that.
No, you're not. But, I'm a color commentator right
can.
Now. I'm a color commentator.
But you can
now.
Do that. That's I'm, right. That's right. You're on the color
I'm the
side
analyst. I'm the analyst. I'm not the play-by-play guy.
Exactly.
It makes life so much easier as an offensive player when you feel like you have an idea of what the strike zone is going into an at-bat.
Maddox takes, and oh, my. It was on the black, but it looked a little on the high side, but that's going to be strike three. And he has been consistent with that. There were two strikeouts looking for the Pilots in the last inning, and they both were right in that same area of the strike zone.
And
so these guys are going to adjust after their first time through the order.
And I know that's something that Coach Jamie Habiger and Jacob Griffin, who's coming up to the plate right now, would say, is that, you know, you can't let that stuff affect you. You just got to battle through it. And if it's close, you've got to swing. You can't go down looking.
Exactly.
Got to be aggressive.
So Griffin at the plate takes a big cut. It's a high fly ball. It could fall in. It could be trouble, but it looks like the left fielder is under it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Jacob Griffin has been really dialed in at the plate here these last, I'd say probably last 7 or 8 games, and got just a little bit under that one. He hit it well, as you could tell with the just height that we got from that one, the hang time.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a bit underneath it. We'll roll things back over here to the top.
Connor Bendick at the plate. And the pitch. Breaking ball is in for a strike right across the center of the plate.
Pretty good there. Went with his 12-6 and dropped it in.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Berryman. He has thrown 33 pitches now. Giving up those three runs. Three hits.
And Bendick's hit the ball hard over the last couple of games. And the throw is covered. Nice cover there by the second baseman. That was over the head of the shortstop on the steal attempt. And Rich is in sliding with the steal.
So what that does for you now with two away, that puts a runner in scoring position and now allows you
a single
with the
can
hit
bring
anything
a run
to the outfield, you're probably going to try and test it at home.
Well, certainly to the right side. If you go to the left side, you do have that straight line depending on how quickly it gets to the outfielder. But
left
anything
fielder,
on the right side, you're probably going home.
Left fielder Alex Miller is playing pretty deep back there in left field. That is also to be noted.
Another thing that I've noticed about Coach Jamie is that he is a little aggressive when he's coaching third base. He lets these guys run.
Got to
and
be.
There's a shot to the third baseman. Juggles it, but makes the throw in time to end the inning. So that means I get to turn it back over to you, my good friend, and I will go do my other duties around the stadium.
All right.
And we'll chat more before the end of the game before I hit the road for you.
Sounds great. Thanks for taking the reins there, getting some some practice in before you take hold of this weekend in Sioux Falls. So the Trappers do score a run in the bottom of the second. A triple from Daniel Habb and then a base hit to drive him in from Colby Rich. Your Trappers leading 3-0 through two innings of play. We'll take a break and go to the third here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, and I am
surprise
joined for another half inning by John Hunt. He just finds a way to surprise me.
I surprised myself. One of the things that I've done on the field as the MC is I have a tendency to get a half inning ahead of myself, and I got here a little early. Earlier than expected, and so I'm thinking, okay, my inning is over. I got to go back down on the field, and then I looked down on the sheet as I was walking down the steps of the press box and realized
it's only the top of the third.
That's right. I get a couple more outs with you, my friend.
So the Trappers leading 3-0. Caleb Hay, first pitch of the inning, missed inside. Jared Kirkman, the number 9 hitter, about to roll things back over to the top of the order. And the 1-0 pitch, and there's a strike.
Letter high.
Caleb Hay showing some high velocity in this game with that fastball. It really looks like it's moving. Hit on the ground to Connor Bendek. Makes the play on a hop and throw to first in time for out number one.
And a nice play, too. Exactly. Barraza at first. And I know earlier today you were talking about Barraza in a race. Who would you like to see him race is what we were talking about earlier.
I want to see Anthony Barraza race Colton Yanish.
Colton Yanish. Two of our first basemen.
I want to see the first baseman.
I want to see those two in a lifting contest.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. At Hero Gym or at the YMCA.
One of them is fine. That's it back to Connor Bendek again. Fields it on a hop and throws the first on the move.
And
in
that
time.
That was a tricky hop for Bendek that time, too. He was able to get that down at his shoe tops after a second hop and make the throw to first base all in one motion.
Bendek has been tested early on here in this game. Recorded the first two putouts of this inning. Had two of them hit on the screws to him last inning that got through for base hits. And then had a couple of them hit to him back in the first, too. So he's been busy over there in the hot corner. Now two away. Jack Walton takes a first pitch, strike one.
And I'm going to let you take it over. We had two outs over quickly. So now
super
I really do
quickly
have to go try to get these kids doing the chicken dance here.
Go have fun with that. That is low at the knees, so John Hunt going back downstairs for his hosting duties. We'll talk to him at some point later in this game, I would think. That one bounced in the dirt for ball two. Back to being a solo crew, me, myself, and I. I think I'll be joined by Nick Blessing here in the next inning or so. Check swing. Did he go around? I think he definitely did. The appeal down will prove that is the case. Jack Walton down in the count. 1-2. Here in the top of the third, your Trappers leading it 3-0 over the Pilots. Caleb Hayes stepped off quickly. Now steps back on the rubber and delivers a 2-2. And it just missed high for ball three. Count now full at 3-2. Caleb Hayes, the payoff pitch, chopped. I think they're going to say that was foul off the plate first before it rolled into fair territory. Daniel Habb fielded and tagged the batter anyway, but they're going to say, no, sir, not going to get away with that one. It's a foul ball. The count remains 3-2, two away. Top of the third, Caleb Hay working. Out to throw pitch number 38. And the 3-2. And it just missed outside. Went with a fastball. Tried to spot it, but could not get the call. So a two-out walk there. That will send things to the number three batter in the lineup, Carter Payne. He is 0 for 1 tonight. Pilots have it. No runs on two hits. One time through the order. And that one missed high. Count 1-0. Carter Payne. Caleb Hay looks in, runner on first, and picks over there. Good idea. Keep them on their toes. Jack Walton, the shortstop, over there on first after the two-out walk. And the 1-0 pitch from Caleb Hay. And that one missed low. Count now 2-0. Two away here. Top of the third. Hyde Stadium. Here in the capital. Pierce, South Dakota. The 2-0 pitch missed upstairs for ball three. You know, I'm trying to think of what I want to do with my weekend off for Father's Day weekend that I'll have this weekend for the 4 days. And every time I've driven past the capital, it seems like there's a very nice, like, walkway that I could try and walk as that one missed for ball four. So a four-pitch walk. And now two runners aboard here with two away in the top of the third. So the last two batters just gotten away from Caleb Hay. But still no danger yet. You can dial in here and get this final out of the inning. But back to my weekend plans. I don't know. There's that festival that I know is going to be here, and I already forgot the name of it because I am terrible with names. Might go do that for a little while, maybe go walk around that walkway, that trail near the Capitol building. Is that one missed for ball one? And a good idea there from Daniel Habb, the catcher, to go out and talk to Caleb Hay, just dial him back in. I had him up here on the first broadcast earlier a couple of hours ago and asking him, you know, when is that cutoff? When do you decide when to go out there and have a conversation with your pitcher? And he said, typically just up to the feel of the game. If you maybe see the accuracy starting to slip away a little bit, see a couple of pitches that miss in the same spot, and we saw that from Caleb Hay where he threw about four straight fastballs that missed upstairs. So he made the call to go chat with him, dial things back in, nothing serious. The 1-0, and there's an off-speed that just missed high. Count now 2-0, and Caleb Hay has now thrown eight straight balls here with two away in the top of the third. The 2-0 pitch. There's a strike in there with the fastball. Found it on that one. The count 2-1 now. I bet after this half inning, Caleb will go back into the dugout and drink a little bit more of his Bang energy drink and get him re-hyped up and vamped up. Says that he sips on that a little bit during the game, eats his Sour Patch Kids. The 2-1, that's hit high on the infield. The sun is a factor, but Connor Bendek is under it, and he drops it. So the sun did play a huge factor. That ball had a ton of hang time, and it dropped there just to the left side of Bendek on the infield, and that allows for Walton to score from second. So an unfortunate turn of events there. As that ball was in the air, I kind of jinxed things a little bit, saying, you know, the sun is a factor, but I don't think that it should be too much of a factor here with the way that he is positioned. I was wrong. That sun is brutal, shining over there on that left side especially. So the Pilots on the board here after getting bailed out a little bit on an error. So runners on the corners. First pitch misses. It's Jason Willers. Sometimes it can just be the little things. The little things can lead to big rallies and make things snowball. Runner takes off for second, and he'll have to go back as that one's chopped foul. Payne on third, Becker on first. Pilots have scored a run here in the top of the third on the error over there at third base from Connor Bendek. Just a towering fly ball in the infield that he lost in the sun. Would have ended the inning, but instead we continue here. The 1-1 goes with the changeup and does not get the call on the outside. The count now 2-1. I would anticipate the sun will continue to be a factor for a majority of the early to mid stages of the game. The 2-1 missed high, ball three. And you have to wonder, too, what that does for a pitcher like Caleb Hay mentally out there on the mound, knowing that he got out of the inning, should have got out of it, but just took a wrong turn of events. That one's hit well to deep right field. But Colby Rich is under it and makes the catch to end the inning. So the Trappers and Caleb Hay do get out of it, but not before a run scores for the Pilots to cut into that deficit. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Your Trappers leading 3-1 here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Trappers leading it 3-1, going to the bottom of the third inning. A run scored for the Pilots there in the top of the third after that high fly ball on the infield dropped and allowed for Walton to score from second. The Trappers looking to add on some more runs here. They've scored in each of the first two innings, scoring two in the first and one in the second. It'll be Noah McCreary leading things off for the Trappers. He is 0-1 tonight. Facing Nick Berryman. Berryman has gone two innings here so far, thrown 34 pitches, three hits, three runs, just one of them earned. And four strikeouts. And now we are ready to go here in the bottom of the third. Noah McCreary leading things off. First pitch. Reiki ball in there for strike one. A called strike one. Berryman gets set and the 0-1 pitch. And that's in there for strike two. It's like a fastball that ran in a little bit there on Noah McCreary, but still, they'll say got the inside edge of the plate there.
Thanks, guys.
So the count quickly 0-2 to McCreary, and the pitch inside near that same spot, but McCreary gets the called ball one there and shook his head in approval, saying, thank you. Thank you for not ringing me up there. So the count now 1-2. And the pitch. That's turned on, hit down the line and right, and it will just hook foul. So a good idea there, waiting for the fastball, got it inside, got the barrel around to it. It was just a bit early with the timing. It landed harmlessly in foul ground. Could have been extra bases. Just straightened that out a little bit. McCreary, as I mentioned before, near the top of the team leaderboards in batting average, total bases, RBI, leads the team in extra base hits. And that one is just fouled off, so he'll stay alive here. McCreary, one of four Trappers with a home run to their name this season. Jacob Griffin has two. McCreary has one. Maddox Mueller has one. Anthony Barraza has one. The 1-2. That's hit up the middle. And it takes a bad hop off the knee of Walton and rolls into center field. And McCreary will just stay at first base after a hard round there. So that one, I don't know exactly what you want to rule that one. I don't know. I'm not sure who I'm asking because it's me who has to rule it. So it's a rhetorical question, I guess. Took a bad bounce and hit off the knee there of Jack Walton. It's always up to my discretion, so I have to always decide. I don't know. Am I feeling nice today? Am I feeling fair? We'll see. So after McCreary reaches safely, it's now Hunter Brown. Now misses. The count 1-0. Hunter Brown 1-for-1 in the game. Scored a run there in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Now misses. So the count 2-0 here to the Trappers shortstop. Hunter Brown, the pick over to first, not in time. Nick Berryman on the mound. Had to really work here in these innings, already up over 40 pitches. No outs here in the bottom of the third. That's hit well out to right center field. It will loft up there and be caught by Micah Barkenhagen for the first out. So it was hit well off the bat, just hung up there a little bit too long for the center fielder Barkenhagen for the first out here. That will bring up Trevor Seagraves. Seagraves batting cleanup today. He is 0-for-1. He batted cleanup in that final, actually his second to last game in Bancroft, and had himself a phenomenal day. Had three hits, walked once, and his two outs that he accounted for were barreled up balls to the outfield. So Coach Jamie Havier thinking, you know what, why not put Trevor back in that cleanup spot again? First pitch squares to bunt and gets it down. It's a good one, but McCreary doesn't take off for second, and they might have him doubled off here, and it gets away instead on the throw to second. McCreary heading to third, and slipping in left field is Aiden Miller. So we have a circus that just unfolded on the diamond. I will do my absolute best to try and break that down for you with what just happened. So Trevor Seagraves squared to bunt, got it down in fair territory, but Noah McCreary, thinking that it was going to be caught in the air, hesitated at first. When he saw that it did not get caught, had to try and sprint to second. They turned and got the out at first of Seagraves, and then thought they had McCreary doubled off at second, but the throw went into the outfield and allowed for McCreary not only to be safe at second, but also make it into third. Whew, that's a It's a mouthful. And that's it. Out to left field. It'll hang up there. Miller is under it. And that will retire the side. So the Trappers go down here. No runs scored in the bottom of the third after that circus play that we just had a moment ago. And then that fly out from Anthony Barraza. We'll take a quick break here and come back for the top of the fourth inning on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. I'm joined here in the top of the fourth inning by Nick Blessing. Nick, this is your second time up here now, I think. You were up here for that first series.
Yeah, it was after, I think it was game two of the year.
I think it was. That is right. You pitched in that game. You went two innings, I believe, in the
opening day.
Yes, you went two innings there, and it was it the last two or was it the middle two?
It was the middle two.
That's right.
I think Drew closed it out.
Yes, that's right. Ironically, both you and Drew are on the injured list right now.
Yeah.
Both of you with some pain there. Drew with his throwing arm, you with your right side.
Mm-hmm. So that happened in Iowa during my start. It was in the earlier innings. My cleat got stuck in the mud, and I came across really hard, and I felt a shooting pain up my side. And then I went to the doctor today, and they told me it was a grade 1 right lat strain.
Oh. First pitch of the inning. There's a called strike from Caleb Hay.
So I don't know if you knew, but the hitter at the plate goes to Caleb's school. So
yes, it's a bit of a
rivalry.
A bit of a rivalry going here. That's called strike two.
I even heard them talking at lunch today about how they were going to game plan.
All right. Probably pretty familiar with each other, I would have to assume. We'll see who wins the battle here, the 0-2. And a called strike three, a punch out with the off speed. Dropped it in there. No doubt about that one. So the backwards K and Caleb Hay, the winner of that battle between the teammates.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, I think Caleb struck him out twice now. So
I think you're right. Let's go make sure. Yep, you're right. You are right. The first pitch in there for a called strike to Aiden McGee. The 0-1.
Ooh.
No wave and a miss.
Good slider there.
Changed the tempo. Got the swing and a miss. And the 0-2, that one missed. Got to go upstairs. Up near the hands. Aiden McGee, the 1-2, goes that off speed and gets a called strike three once again. Caleb Hay wheeling and dealing here in the top of the fourth.
Another good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate there.
Been spotting him. Had a little bit of trouble with his command there in the top of the third, but figured things out and looks like he's cruising back on that right track here in the fourth. That was the sixth strikeout here of the night for Caleb Hay. First pitch, strike one to Tanner Thompson.
Caleb looks on tonight.
He does, especially this inning. See what he goes with, the 0-1. That's line to right field, foul. So the count 0-2. This could be a very quick inning for Caleb Hay on the mound. Needs one more strike.
Yeah.
Pitch number 61 of the night for Caleb Hay. Swing and a miss. Caleb Hay strikes out the side. Made it look easy, too.
Too bad this wasn't the sixth inning or the fans would have $3 off beer.
You're exactly right about that. If only, maybe he can recreate it in the sixth. So Caleb Hay strikes out the side, makes it look easy, and keeps this game right where it is at. 3-1, your Trappers lead. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the bottom of the fourth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium for the bottom of the fourth inning. Caleb Hay made it look easy there in the top of the fourth, striking out the side with ease. Strikeout total now up to 7 through four innings pitched. Ryan Breeden here, joined by Nick Blessing, Trappers pitcher. Good one, too, at that out of the bullpen. Typically, but got that start, as we mentioned, in Bancroft, which led to that strain there on the right side that will have you sidelined for a little while, but we'll get you back in no time.
Hope to be back in 2 weeks, Ryan. Definitely going to do my PT, make sure everything checks out, and then hopefully I'll be back on the mound.
We were just talking during that commercial break about how you'll travel with the team this weekend to Sioux Falls, but then not make that road trip to North Dakota early next week to try and start with some of your physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch, Daniel Hab on the ground is short, takes a hop. Walton Fields, the throw to first, a strong throw, but not in time. That will be the second hit of the game for Daniel Hab.
So interesting about Daniel, he's not your typical catcher.
Oh, he is absolutely not.
Out of high school, he ran a 6.660 time, which is unbelievable. So it's great to have speed out of the catcher spot.
We saw him leg out a triple in his first at-bat of the game.
And then I'm not sure what they're going to score that, but in my book, that's an infield single.
That's an infield single in my book, too. And the book is me right here, so that's the official book. I have the power.
We were curious downstairs. Did you give Noah a hit?
For that one, I did not, but I can go back and change it whenever I need to. I typically, what I say is I score it whatever I think it should be off the bat, and then I let guys come up and what I say is plead their case. After the fact.
I would say it's scorer's discretion. He definitely hit the ball hard.
Yeah. It was tough because I couldn't tell. It's one of those that pick over to first, not in time. It took that big bounce, obviously, and I wasn't sure if it hit off. It looked like it hit off the knee of Jack Walton, maybe the glove.
The infield's been playing kind of rough tonight.
It has. We've seen some nasty hops, especially over there to Connor Bendek at third. The 1-0 pitch, that is fouled back into the cage. Count 1-1. Trappers leading it 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, looking to take at least one game here in this three-game series.
So, Ryan, I know we haven't been to Red River yet, but
yep,
you definitely say here at home has the best press box so far.
For quality, 100%. Hab takes off, and he's got a good jump. The throw down was a good one, though, but it is not in time.
Again, our catcher showing off the speed.
Does not have that typical catcher's build. I had him on the broadcast at the beginning of this first game today, and we were talking about his build, you know, how he is a bit smaller for a catcher. People would see him and think, you know, that's not the body of a catcher, but he has the speed. He's got good contact and some good power. We've seen both, all three of those on display.
He's also got a cannon for an arm, so
yep,
that helps out when you're behind the plate.
stole 23 bases last year in college, and that one misses for ball three. Colby Rich drove in Daniel Hab in his first at-bat, trying to maybe see if he can do it again here, but I'm sure he would be okay with a walk.
So what I was going to ask for Daniel's
yes.
stolen base.
Yes.
So I think we're going to play at the Independent League Stadium tomorrow, the Sioux Falls Canaries. So I wonder what the press box will look like up there.
That's a great question. And unfortunately slash unfortunately, it's not one that I'll be able to even answer if me getting this weekend off. Is that one
as Colby
misses.
Walks.
Colby Rich reaches base safely for the second time in as many at-bats. But yeah, I'm getting this weekend off for Father's Day, which is going to be fantastic. I'll get more into it on the broadcast later. I actually have some time that I'm setting aside for right after the conclusion of the game to go into it. But basically, like the first, like just the initial, what I'll say for now, it will be my first Father's Day without my dad. So I'm going to have this weekend off to just be with myself.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan.
It'll be great. It squares down to bunt, and that one's foul. So I'm just one of the, and trying to, you know, not put myself in a position where I have to broadcast this weekend, you know, because I don't know how I'll feel on any given time.
Emotional, definitely.
Right. It's the firsts that are always the hardest ones, you know, the first Christmas, the first Father's Day, the first birthday, stuff like that.
Most definitely.
Maddox Mueller at the plate hit his first home run of the year in this series. He has runners on first and second. Nobody out, the 0-1, and that's called a strike. Count 0-2, Nick Berryman, 53 pitches in to his outing. Good opportunity here for Maddox Mueller. The pitch, and it's called strike three. Went right back to that outside fastball and got the call there. He'll say he spotted it, and that is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth, but it brings up Jacob Griffin.
The bullpen's already getting hot for Red River.
It is. Looking to see who that is. It looks like a number 29.
He was the first baseman last game.
Jalen Lee. From, I think I just have it up there. Where is he from? Mid-Atlantic Christian. So I think that he is one of the friends of. That one's lined to right field, and that's a fair ball, so we'll stop right there. One run will score easily. Colby Rich rounding third. They're going to send him to the plate. The throw to third is in time, and they've got him. One run scores, however, though. Extra bases down the line for Jacob Griffin. Brings in one run. Colby Rich thrown out at home. But Jacob Griffin advances to third. A nice piece of hitting there. You know, I've been interrupted this entire game. I've been trying to make points, and then someone decides to go and do something great. It's happened the entirety of this game. Can't get a word in.
At least things, good things are happening.
Exactly right. So an RBI double from Jacob Griffin, where he advances to third on the throw home. With two away here in the bottom of the fourth, it is now 4-1. Trappers leading it, and a runner on third for Connor Bendek. First pitch breaking ball, and that misses. Offense looks dialed in today. Five hits here in the first 3 2/3. The 1-0 missed high. Count 2-0. Nick, we've already talked a lot about how we both are St. Louis Cardinals fans. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you've liked this most recent stretch where
Paul Goldschmidt
has turned into a MVP front runner, and that one misses.
I don't think he was many people's choices to be the front runner for NL MVP 60 games in. But
definitely the case.
He's been going off lately.
He was batting like .230, I think, after mm-hmm. like 60 games, then has lit the world on fire these last.
I think he's up to .340 with 16 or 17 home runs.
Count out 3-1.
Because he had a big day, that doubleheader.
Yes, he did.
Three home runs across the two games.
And the Cardinals now in first place in the division, ahead of the Brewers. Love to see that, as always. The 3-1, missed at the eyes, ball four. Noah McCreary will come back up here. 0-2, but a big spot here. McCreary, runners on the corners. Jacob Griffin drove in one with an RBI double down the right field line. Kobe Rich was thrown out at home on that same play. First pitch to McCreary. Missed high. Good plate discipline here. And that was really the key to the first game today as well. You know, the Pilots just got on via the free pass way too much, and that was just really the difference. The 1-0 missed inside.
Too many walks will indeed kill you.
Yep. Especially if you have multiple in the same inning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a quick pause here for a time. Conversation between Willers and Berryman after he walked Connor Bendek and now is down on the count 2-0 to Noah McCreary. What did you think of the all-kids environment this morning?
It was definitely a lot louder than usual.
It sure was.
It was really an interesting experience because it was basically all kids in the stands. So it was just a lot more rowdy, a lot more ruckus.
They're playing Baby Shark right now over the PA.
Yeah, it was really loud when they played Baby Shark.
It was. I don't know what it is about that song, but kids love it. I hate it, but they love it. So
I think it's a little catchy song. Both teams are really getting into the Baby Shark.
Yes, that one missed high for ball three. I don't know. There's just something about that song. Of course, though, I am a person that is easily annoyed by stuff like that. You wouldn't think it based on the way I talk and the way I act, but
honestly, you could say it's a baseball song because Gerardo Parra,
yeah,
the Nationals and the Rockies used it,
yeah,
as walk-up song. So did Elvis Andrews for longtime Texas Rangers.
It definitely is. I would say that's picked over to first, but nothing doing to the count. 3-1. I don't know. I think my little brother listened to that song for a little while. He's 11 years old now, about to be in middle school. And so I think he listened to that a little
my
bit.
My family used to jam out to it on vacations down in Florida.
That's hit high on the infield. Going to be a tough play for Becker at first. Battling the sun, but camps under and calmly makes the catch to retire the side. But the Trappers add on a run here in the bottom of the fourth with an RBI double down the right field line from Jacob Griffin. We'll take a quick break and come back for the fifth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers leading it 4-1 against the Red River Pilots. Caleb Hay looked lights out in the top of the fourth, striking out the side, looking to see if he can repeat that here. You know, I was just thinking about it. I think that half inning for Caleb Hay there, where he struck out the side, I think he was only two pitches away from an immaculate inning.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't think in a game I've ever seen that happen.
I haven't either. I've only seen it happen for some guys in the majors. You know, you see it on TV, stuff like that, but it's not something I've ever seen in person. I think that it was like two pitches away, though. I think that it was, he threw one ball in each of the last two counts.
So he finished with 11.
I think it was 11. Of course, I could figure it out if I were to go into the advanced stats, but I don't have time for that right now. Only so many things you can do at once. First pitch of the inning called a swinging strike one, actually. Jared Kirkman, the number 9 hitter. This about to complete the second time through the order. The 0-1. Hit on the ground to Bendek. Fields it on a hop. Has some time. The throw to first is there.
Connor's been busy over there tonight.
He sure has. It's got to be his fourth or fifth time having one hit there to him. At least, actually. So a quick out number one back to the top of the order. Alex Miller, 0-2, just like many of the pilots in this lineup. First pitch, called a strike at the knees. The one thing we've seen here from Caleb in the last inning in the third, he's getting ahead in the counts.
Yeah, he's filling up the zone, and when he stays ahead,
One line to the right side and through for a base hit. So the third hit of the game goes to Alex Miller. And that's a one-out base runner. Just as we were talking about it,
yeah.
You get one line into right field. Typically how it works. The announcer's jinx. This one not too bad of an announcer's jinx, though. I've seen some bad ones. Well, you've seen here the last two nights in a row, there have been pitchers in the majors that have been either an inning away or an out away.
Miles Mikolas,
or a strike,
or a strike
away from a no-hitter, and both of them got broken up in the ninth.
I honestly feel like I jinxed the Mikolas no-hitter because I didn't turn it on, the game on, until it was 2-2.
Oh.
So
he turned it on for that last.
Yeah, the last thing I saw was.
Oh,
man.
Well, I guess.
Ball get roped into center.
So I guess that's on you then. That's it to the right side and through for a base hit. Miller will stop at second and back-to-back singles through the right side from the number one and number two hitters in the lineup. And as I mentioned, this is now the third time through the order. So how much changes for a lineup, but this is more from your pitching perspective. What adjustments do you have to make when you are a second time and then a third time through the order? Because they've seen your stuff twice already before.
So what I will say, what I've noticed about these two hits off of Caleb, they've both been fastballs. So if I was pitching right now, I'd probably look to change it up and go breaking ball. Or a change up.
Does exactly that, and it's in there for a called strike. It's almost like you know your stuff, Nick.
I hope so.
Almost like you know what you're talking about from a pitcher. Not like you are one or anything, right?
Yeah.
And the 0-1.
He goes back to it.
Right back to it with a swing and a miss. So it looks like the pilots maybe were keyed in on first pitch fastball those last two at-bats.
Now, right now, I think it would be a perfect time to go back to the fastball, maybe elevate it a little bit. Or it could go breaking ball out of the zone.
Called time first before that. Carter Payne, down the count 0-2. Top of the fifth inning. Trappers leading 4-1, but two runners aboard here. We'll see what Caleb Hay goes with. Could be about anything. The 0-2. And goes right back to it and gets the call, strike three. So three pitches, three off speeds in a row, and three strikes for the second out of the inning. And it seems like Caleb Hay picked up on that exact thing that you were talking about. Probably should change it up, not just throw first pitch fastballs. Now well, Isaac Becker.
What I would say is the main job of a pitcher is throwing off the timing of a hitter. So
first pitch goes to the fastball and gets the call at the knees.
When you get through the second and the third time in the lineup, you're going to have to find different ways to beat guys.
Yep.
So pitching backwards is an effective way to do that.
Did it in that last at-bat, went right back to the first pitch fastball here to Isaac Becker and got ahead in the count 0-1. And the pitch goes to it again. Check swing. And no swing over here. It looked like he might have went around. We have a pretty good angle of it where we're at down this first baseline.
I definitely thought he went around.
I
thought he got three quarters of the way around.
I thought he probably went around too, but that field umpire out there directly behind Caleb Hay.
If I'm going to be honest, I think he's given us a couple of calls on the check swings today. So I guess it evens out.
1-1.
Change up.
Goes with it and spots it for a called strike two. Caleb Hay ahead in the count. 1-2. Two away here. Top of the fifth. Caleb Hay looking to throw his fourth scoreless frame of his five-inning start. And the 1-2 goes. Elevated fastball and gets a swinging strike three. So that will end the top of the fifth. Caleb Hay just picked up his ninth strikeout of the game through five innings. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the fifth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go in! Fight! Left 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Bottom of the fifth inning. About to begin here. We have a new pitcher for the Pilots, Jalen Lee. We've seen him at first base in the first two games. Now coming out of the bullpen in relief. So that means Nick Berryman's day is over after four innings. 65 pitches in total, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. Got Nick Blessing next to me. I'm a little bit out of breath. I had to sprint there in that last half inning to go downstairs.
Yeah, I thought
I was going to be a solo show for you for a second. You could leave a couple of minutes in my shoes.
Definitely would have been an interesting experience, work on my broadcasting skills.
Oh, yeah. First pitch popped, foul, and you could hear that bounce off the tin roof where we are at.
Right on top of us.
There was one in that last game. Preston Lau hit a line foul ball that hit right off that window right there. You could hear the loud thud. That window would have been open. Could have been lined right off the wall. Count now 0-2.
Or you could have caught it.
I thought about that. I've always wanted to do that, like that Texas Tech broadcaster did a couple years ago, where he stuck his hand out the window and caught the foul ball that came right back to him. I've always wanted to do that. Fouled off. You know, I also wonder, like, the ball definitely is moving faster than you think it is, especially if it travels from there to where I am sitting here. So am I, like, going to break some bones in my hand if I try to catch it?
Yeah, it's definitely really close. Not a pop-up. If it got up here, it'd be a line drive.
And a punch out there for Jalen Lee. Gets a strikeout looking from Hunter Brown. It'll be Trevor Seagraves.
He laid down a pretty good sacrifice bunt last time up.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a circus play. Had it to where that Noah McCreary thought it was going to be caught in the air. Was frozen there between first and second. The bunt got down. And then he ended up nearly being thrown out at second base. But instead the throw escaped into the outfield and McCreary took third. Sometimes you have some crazy stuff happen in baseball where you can't keep up with the action. You have to kind of just let it happen and then explain after the fact. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike one.
We've gotten quite a bit of luck tonight. A lot of overthrows from the Pilots helped us out a lot.
Two errors so far from the Pilots. The 0-1 pitch from Lee goes with the off-speed again and gets the call there.
As his hat flies off.
Loses the hat, putting everything into it. Long hair.
Showing off the nice mullet.
Would you ever have a mullet like that?
I'll grow my hair out, but not short on top, long in the back.
Yeah, I could never. The 0-2 spiked it. I don't know, mullet's not really my style.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not a country kid like that. Caleb's got a mullet.
Yeah.
He rocks it pretty well. It's got the curls, too, and he was telling me during that first game is the 1-2. That one spiked as well. Tell me during the first game that his alpaca back home has a mullet.
Caleb has an alpaca?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Tell me they have an alpaca that they gave it a mullet.
That's funny.
I was just like, okay, I don't really know what to say about that. Said you need to start a social media page for it. The 2-2 looped out to right field. A tough play for Payne, and he makes the catch on the run near the line for the second out. So there are now two away here. Bottom of the fifth inning. This game back to the regular length, 9 innings after the 7-inning game one here.
Well, it'd be nice for us to put up 7 more and play 7.
It sure would. I would not object. My voice would not object to that either. I've been trying to get as many guests as possible today because my vocal cords feel like they're limping to the finish line for this weekend. First pitch to Barraza.
We've seen a lot of action the last few days. Except for it was nice to have the 2 off days.
We had the 2 off days. Before that, though, it was 13 of the last 14 days spent on the road. I'm also getting over some sort of, I don't know if it's allergies, a little bit of a cold, whatever. My throat's just been feeling interesting the last day or so. But you know what?
Yeah, My allergies weren't very good in North Dakota, but here in Pierre, they've been fine.
Yeah. So as many guests as possible, especially today, so that way I don't blow a tire near the finish. That's ball 3. None of them really close to Barraza with 2 away here. I wish that there was a way I could track how many words I say during a game.
Probably be a lot, if I had to guess.
It probably would, especially on a game where, like in Bancroft, where I'm by myself the entire time, and that's a cold strike at the knees. Like in Bancroft, I guess this is kind of going back to something you asked me a couple of half innings ago about the press box situation in each of the stadiums. The press box here is by far the nicest, as that's hit to right field foul.
That's a good cut.
Swung it well. This one's the nicest, but I like my view at Bancroft Memorial the best. I'm right on top of the action.
It's like you're hovering on top of the field.
It's what it feels like. It's my oasis in the skies, the Goodyear blimp, whatever. I have a couple of nicknames for it, but the only issue, it's too small for me to have guests. The payoff pitch fouled off, staying alive. But so I can't have guests on those broadcasts. So it's just me.
Put in a lot of solo.
It's just me talking.
And then Soares Valley, too.
Yeah. I've had some guests in Soares Valley because I got some space. So I had one of my most fun interviews I've had was after Noah McCreary started that game on the mound, and he came up right after it was over to talk to me, and that was a fun one.
I think he threw 117.
Yeah, he did.
He battled that game.
The payoff pitch from Jalen Lee, and a swinging strike 3
thanks for having me on, Ryan. It was definitely fun. And
Nick,
hopefully
thank you.
I'll be back up for a third time.
Oh, you will be. You will be. There's no doubt. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to go downstairs, go find someone, and send them up here.
Okay.
Somebody.
I will.
Okay? Surprise me.
I will.
All right, sounds good. That's your task, Nick. Thank you for joining me as always. You're fantastic. And
thank you.
Get recovered.
I hope so. I
want to see you back there on the mound.
I do too.
Trappers leading it 4-1 here after five innings of play. We'll take a quick break and come back for the sixth. I might be solo, might have a guest. Who knows? We'll see on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium, top of the sixth inning. Your Trappers leading it 4-1 over the Red River Pilots. I'm back to being just a solo crew for now. We'll see if I get some sort of guest. I'll have an idea of who it is because I'll be able to see them walk up here. We'll see what happens, though. Ah, I think I see who it's going to be. We'll take a... I'll take a second to tell you who it is until they're up here with me with the headset on. It's fun. An element of surprise. And so we'll see what we get to do with that. Jason Willers in there to lead it off for the sixth. First pitch from Caleb Hay. Breaking ball snaps it off for a called strike one. Willers is 1-for-2, and yep, there is my guest for the first time. We got a first-timer up here. The 0-1 ripped to right field and on the screws caught by Colby Rich out there in right. Hit that one well. Yep, so we're going to have you just put on the headset. We'll put this microphone right here. We'll unmute you. Brady Glenn. Up here for the first time with the headset. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
I just wanting to have as many guests as possible help me get my voice through tonight's game. Brady, you joined the team during right before that trip to Minot. So you're on, what, week two now of being with the team. Just overall, like, how do you feel you've adjusted to being here and getting to know the guys?
It's been a cool trip so far. All the guys are really cool. I adjusted good with this team. They're a good bunch of guys. I fit in really well with them. So, yeah.
The count 0-1. And the pitch hit to the right side. Foul out of play. The count 0-2. Caleb Hay, especially these last two innings, has looked absolutely dominant, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Getting ahead early in the counts. The 0-2. That's hit to the right side as well. Drifting foul out of play. So we will do the 0-2 once again. Caleb Hay getting set and the 0-2 pitch. Missed high. Count 1-2. Brady, you were the first one that had to face the Sabre Dogs for the first time, and you got to see their offense firsthand. What did you think there of that first start on the mound in Minot?
Oh yeah, they're a good hitting team. I thought I was making some pretty good pitches, and they were still coming down and getting those pitches. And yeah, it's good. They're a good team. No matter where you throw it, they're gonna hit it.
We'll be back on the road in Minot here next week. Count 2-2. Caleb Hay gets set and the pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball and Notable result once again there. Caleb Hay wins the battle against his college teammate for the third time. Caleb Hay and Micah Barkenhagen, college teammates at Ottawa University in Arizona. And Caleb has won the first three battles, striking out Barkenhagen all three times.
Yep.
It's got to be some bragging rights there. First pitch in the dirt to Aiden McGee. Ball one. So, Brady, you joined the team a little bit late, as I mentioned, and so as I did some research to just see what I could find on you as a person, I saw that you you collect baseball cards. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and so, like, tell me a little bit about that.
My grandpa has he used to have a shop, just, like, collectibles and all that stuff. He collects antiques now. But he kind of got me started on collecting baseball cards because he showed me a bunch of his books that he had, all of his cards, and I just really liked it, so I started doing it myself.
Missed up and in the count 3-1. And so would you say that you have a pretty decent collection?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
All right, what's your favorite card that you've gotten over the years?
3-1,
rope to right field, foul, out of play.
This one, it's not really like a collectible for me, but it's a good card. I have an Albert Pujols card that I got signed last summer by him.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, it was a really good card to me, yeah.
He's on his farewell tour in the league this year.
Yeah.
After the 3-2 swing and a miss, strike three. Caleb Hay gets another strikeout to end the top of the sixth. The dugout, the crowd fired up about that. You could hear it on the crowd microphone. Through the broadcast, Caleb Hay setting him down. That is his 11th strikeout of the night. So absolutely dealing. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Trappers leading 4-1 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers leading it 4-1 for the bottom of the sixth inning, about to get underway here. The final game of this three-game series between your Trappers and the Red River Pilots. The Pilots won the first two games of the series, including the first one today. Trappers looking to at least take one game of this series before traveling to Sioux Falls this weekend. Daniel Habb will lead it off. He is 2-for-2 here in the game tonight. Ryan Breeden here with Brady Glenn next to me with the headset for the first time up here in the press box. It can be a little intimidating the first time you put the headset on.
Yeah, a little bit.
Had some people, especially Caleb Hay, when he came up here the first time, that was just kind of nervous. You could tell they were nervous. So I try to make life as easy as possible. And the same thing that I always tell everyone the first time they come up here, this isn't just an interview. So, like, you're allowed to talk whatever you want. So, like, if you see anything out there on the field that, like, sparks some interest, sparks anything, you can just go away and say it, you know. That's what I say to everyone for the first time. First pitch of the inning to Daniel Habb, misses outside for ball one. Jalen Lee on the mound. Was the first baseman the last two games. Out there in relief of Nick Berryman. The 1-0 waved on and just fouled off. Count now 1-1. What have you seen from the Pilots lineup here in, I guess, 2.5 games now?
They have a lot of low ball hitters. Got to attack them up a little bit.
Called strike two.
Yeah, there's a lot of low ball hitters. Got to kind of work them up and in.
Mm. Count 1-2. Hit through the left side for a base hit. Daniel Habb is 3-for-3 tonight. His second three-hit game of the year. Hit that one through the left side. That's a leadoff single. Danny has been on his game today, and you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm going to take the credit for that. He was up here for the first time in the broadcast booth with me for game one. He was up here having fun for three innings. So, Danny, for all of Danny's family, you can thank me for his three-hit game he's had tonight. I'll say that right now. No, but he's been swinging it good in this game. First pitch to Colby Rich, hit up the middle, could be two. Walton to second for one, the first, and in time. Right as I run my mouth and say something, we get a double play. That's generally how it goes, you know, the announcer's jinx. Because, of course, 6-4-3 double play, quickly two away in the bottom of the sixth after the base hit from Daniel Habb and then a double play. Now Maddox Mueller. Oh, man, I just realized my phone is at 12%. I don't have a charger, and the official scorebook is on my phone, so I'm limping to the finish line with some power on my phone. Let's hope that it doesn't go dead. I don't know what I'll do if it does, but you know what? We're just going to cross our fingers and hope it doesn't happen. So Maddox Mueller in there. The count 1-0. Jalen Lee on the mound, his second inning out of the pen. The 1-0 spiked it. So, Brady, when you're on the mound, you're a guy who fills up the strike zone, you throw strikes. What is your go-to pitch, though? Like, what is your fallback pitch? If you're in either a 3-0 count, let's say, and you need to throw a strike, or you just feel like you're trying to go for the punch-out, what are you going with?
Usually, I'm going to go with a fastball low and out. I feel like I can make that pitch. I throw a lot for a strike, so that's mainly my go-to pitch, 3-0, yeah, 1. Yeah, when I'm down in the count, so.
Count 2-2 to Mueller, the pitch. Hit to the right side, nubbed it. Kirkman fields and throws in time for the third out of the inning. So that'll do it here in the sixth. Trappers still leading 4-1. We'll take a quick break. And Brady, I think, are you going to head back down to the dugout now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, if you want to send someone else up here for an inning, you can. If not, no big deal. We're getting near the end of this game here, so we'll see. Surprise me. Let me know if you bring someone up, you send them. If not, no big deal, too. But thanks for joining me, and enjoy the rest of the game. We'll see if the Trappers can pull this one out here.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So we'll take a quick break here. Trappers leading 4-1, heading to the seventh on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Caleb Hay back out for the seventh inning. Your Trappers leading it 4-1 here. The final game of this three-game series. And I was just talking about in that last half inning how my phone battery was a concern of mine. And then right on cue, In the very next half inning, I get delivered with a phone charger. It's amazing. I just speak it and it comes into existence. It's like a magic genie, you know. Maybe I should try talking over the air about how much I need my student loans to be paid. And then maybe magically I'll get an invoice in my account. It's a called strike one on a breaking ball from Caleb Hay. The 0-1 in there for strike two. Trying to think of other things that I would wish for if I had like a magic genie. I feel like money would be like an obvious one. That's hit to Seagraves at second, fields it on a hop, and the throw to first in time. One away here after the ground out. Caleb Hay has been on a roll here. Maybe I'll wait for that magic genie question for when John Hunt comes back up here. It'd be fun to talk with someone about that, but you know, I don't know. That's hit high on the infield. First pitch, Daniel Hab running down the line, gets called off by Barraza, who makes the catch. Halfway between first and home for the second out. Caleb Hay is moving in this game. Thrown 91 pitches in 6 2/3 innings. 4 hits, 1 run, but it was not earned, and 11 strikeouts. First pitch to Miller is called a strike at the knees. Hay set the 0-1, breaking ball for strike two. The count 0-2, and Caleb Hay now in a rhythm. He's quick pitching. He's moving. He's already set for the 0-2. And it missed low and outside. A little bit of action maybe in that Trapper's bullpen. Can't fully tell. 1-2, check swing, did not go around. It's Casey Kosheva, the starter from game one out there with, I think it's Colton Hienisch. You know, they've had a few times where they've had a bullpen session during a game where Casey, as I mentioned, who's kind of the team pitching coach, has worked with Colton Hienisch. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Caleb Hay, his 12th strikeout of the night. He is working. And we remain here, a 4-1 lead for your Trappers. And we'll stay here, actually, for the seventh inning stretch. The Trappers cruising so far. 4 straight scoreless frames for Caleb Hay. And we're about to do the seventh inning stretch. And we'll keep it here, as I mentioned, and I'll shut up so you guys can hear the actual fun and the excitement. And I'll go ahead and turn up the crowd mic a little bit as well. John Hunt is an entertainer at heart, has over 30 years of broadcasting experience, has that typical broadcaster's voice, and you know, he's got a decent singing voice, too, for that Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Likes to get the kids involved, and as I said, just an entertainer. He feels at home with the microphone in his hand. He'll have the microphone close to his face, though, this weekend when he takes over for this Father's Day weekend for me in Sioux Falls. First pitch to Jacob Griffin, misses outside. The count 1-0. Bottom of the seventh, Trappers leading 4-1 over the Pilots. The 1-0 pitch, fouled off. before this second game, I got here at about 5:30. And with the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. I got here just at the conclusion of a bit of a fungo golf game, which is what it's called when you have some players that get the fungo, which is like a typical bat used by coaches when they try and just hit balls hard on the ground for practice. That one misses inside. So it's a typical game that baseball players play with each other, and Coach Jamie Haviger was playing against Jacob Griffin and Caleb Hay, and Jacob Griffin won. They did like three holes, I think. The 2-2 misses in the dirt. And I think the way that it works, well, I know the way that it works, is you pick a starting point, your tee box, you pick some sort of location, whether it be a sign, a bat, something, and you aim for that and see if you can get it there in the least amount of strokes. That's rope to right field, hooking foul. So Jacob Griffin won that before the game. And here in this game, has an RBI double down the right field line. He has a full count, though, here in the bottom of the seventh. Payoff pitch. And it's called strike three on a fastball. Got the outside corner. So Griffin goes down on strikes. With one away now here in the bottom of the seventh. Winding down on this long day of baseball. The day where I first got to the stadium about 12 hours ago. Of course, I was able to leave and go eat and take a little nap as well. First pitch to Connor Bendek, squares to Bunn and pulls it back on a fastball that ran high and inside. Count 1-0. You know, it's one of those naps where I kind of regret taking it. Because, like, sometimes one of two things is going to happen when you take a nap. Either you're going to wake up and feel like the most refreshed person in the world as the 1-0 curveball in there for strike one. Either you're going to feel like the most refreshed person in the world, or you're going to wake up feeling even more tired than when you went to sleep. The second one is what happened to me when I woke up, but the adrenaline running now for the broadcast. And so I'm wide awake now. I'm wired. I don't know, wired's probably not correct. But we'll just say that it is. The count 2-1 to Connor Bendek. Hit to the right side, and on a hop on the ground, and the throw to first from Kirkman is in time. Lays out for it and gets dirty. Robs a hit from Connor Bendek and makes the throw to first in time. That white jersey is going to need some washing after laying out there for that one. So a nice play from Kirkman at second. Now two away here in the bottom of the seventh. Noah McCreary. First pitch popped it up on the infield. Becker, the first baseman, is there. And backpedaling to make the catch. So that will end the inning here. We go to the eighth. The Trappers leading it 4-1 here. They need six more outs on the mound to close this thing out. We'll take a pause on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Top of the eighth upcoming. Caleb Hay has been in a groove on the mound. He needs six more outs to close it out here. Trapper's leading 4-1, and I have another guest up here on the broadcast with me. Preston Lau for the first time with the headset on. Preston, welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Ryan?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, just getting through these last couple of innings. Going to give my my voice a rest this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Don't really know what else I have planned beyond that, but seems like a nice night out there. But it's always better to be inside in the AC, especially during that morning game when the sun was right up there on the infield beating down. It felt like it was probably 90 degrees.
Easily, yeah, I totally agree. It was pretty hot out here. One of the hotter days that we've experienced here for sure. And that was our first day game too, so it was a nice introduction to the weather in Pierre.
Right.
In the early daytime.
So the count 0-1. And the pitch chopped foul to the right side. Signed a lot of autographs there for the kids after that first game.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Are you proud of your signature, or is it one of those that you just kind of wing it every time that you do it?
You know, I've been practicing it. I think it's getting better and better, but, you know, it's not a finished product. I'm still working on it every day.
You don't actually remember. Now I remember. We were in the same hotel room for two nights. That one hit on the ground to third. Bendek Fields and the throw to first. Strong throw in time for out number one. That reminds me. We were in the same hotel room for two nights in Minot, and you were practicing your signature.
Right.
I completely forgot that.
Yes. So before Minot, I didn't have a signature. So I was signing balls, just not knowing what I was doing. But, you know, in Minot, I got the chance to really practice my signature, hone it in, and, you know, finally get one that I can be proud of.
It paid off for you, signing it probably 100 times over.
Oh, yeah.
One away here. Carter Payne, first pitch, fouled off the cages. The count 0-1 after the foul ball. Caleb Hay in a groove. The 0-1 pitch at the knees, called strike two. So Preston, you're a West Coast kid.
Yes.
Also a fan of the Warriors, who are in the NBA Finals. We've talked about that quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I know they're playing right now.
And that one hit off the shoulder. That's a hit batter. They are playing right now, aren't they?
They are.
Should I check the score?
Sure. You know what? I was down there by the fence, and I was talking to those little kids, and I was asking them if they knew the score to the Warriors game in exchange for an autograph.
Bartering up there, I see. Okay. That's smart. I can tell you for free the Warriors are winning 42-31 in the second. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It's not that I'm a we've had this conversation before, too. It's not that I am a Celtics fan. I am just not a Warriors fan.
Right.
We've talked about that. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, the Warriors look like they're probably going to win the finals again. And just why not, of course, you know, but hey.
But do you know who's not winning the finals this year?
That's waved on and missed for strike three. Who's that?
Oklahoma State baseball is not winning the College World Series this year.
That is true. That is correct. They were eliminated in the regional. We don't really talk about that one. I'm over it. at least I like to say that I am. The 0-2 misses the snap throw back down, not in time. You know, it's fair. That was a valid comeback, Preston. I'll give you that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
They're going to say that was a called strike three, actually, to Isaac Becker. So he will go down looking for the second out of the inning. That one caught me completely off guard. That will be Jason Willers. Two away here in the top of the eighth inning. Caleb Hay looking strong on the mound, about to throw pitch 105. And he needs four more outs to close this thing out here. First pitch. Swing and a miss. With the off speed. Got a swing in the dirt. Preston, you had quite the debut game with the Trappers when you started against the Raging Roosters in Bancroft. You reached base safely in all six of your plate appearances. I bet that felt pretty good after making the road trip out here.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a nice introduction to see what tools they have to offer to this team. And
on the ground a second. Going to be a tough play for Seagraves. Lays out and cannot get there. That's a base hit through the right side. Good effort. Just could not get there. Keep going.
Yeah. So I was just happy to show what value I can bring to this team because coming out here in Pierre, I wanted to make sure that, you know, everyone's welcome and we just all have a great community of baseball players around here.
Uh-huh. Hyde Stadium is a pretty cool place to be, too. It's very, very unique, I feel like, you know, with the big Hyde Stadium cage sign right behind home plate. You've got the tall wooden fence.
This is definitely a place where you can play and be proud of the play here.
Oh,
and
yes.
Show your family where you're playing, and you'd be like, yeah, this is where I play this summer.
That one in there for strike one. This is the fourth battle now between Caleb Hay and his teammate Micah Barkenhagen. Hay struck out Barkenhagen the first three times he's faced him, trying to make it a perfect 4Ks, give his college teammate the golden sombrero. That would be some bragging rights you could probably live with for the next year plus. Two outs here, top of the eighth inning. Trappers leading 4-1. Caleb Hay, two runners on, the 0-1 pitch. That's hit to the right side. Foul out of play. It makes it 0-2. Crowd getting loud here. Trying to will Caleb Hay through the eighth inning. He needs one more strike. Crowd clapping along. The count 0-2. And the pitch. And a called strike three. Dropped in the off speed. Hands him his fourth strikeout of the night. Nothing more rewarding than handing your college teammate the golden sombrero. Dropped it in right there. And Caleb Hay, now after eight innings, 14 strikeouts. He is feeling it. Five straight scoreless frames. We'll take a quick break and come back here for the bottom of the eighth. Trapper leading 4-1 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Caleb Hay just picked up a big strikeout of his college teammate Micah Barkenhagen to end the top of the eighth. Now with 14 Ks to his ledger through eight innings, Trappers here will get one more chance to add on some insurance runs before needing just three more outs to close out this thing, leading 4-1.
All right, since you've been covering the team all season long, the question is, has any of our guys thrown a complete game? Even a shortened complete game this season?
No.
I don't think I've seen one.
Well, okay, actually Caleb Hay did.
Okay,
once.
Well, he's got an opportunity. I mean, his pitch count's a little bit high.
He did it in one of the run rule victories in Bancroft.
So a shortened game.
Yes.
He's got an opportunity to do it in a nine-inning game if things fall his way.
Yes.
In the ninth inning.
Yeah, he's got a chance to, and he's the only one who has done it so far. It was a seven-inning complete game, so one of those, like, it technically counts as that, but, you know, a shortened game. I think we'll have a little bit of action out there in the Trappers bullpen. There's some people out there, but
there's movement. But
there's movement, but I don't know if any of them are pitchers. It's two catchers.
Nobody's
Casey
throwing.
Casey Kasheva, who
started earlier.
And Gabriel Arroyo, who's
injured. Wait a minute. Somebody's – we can't see. There's a light pole that is blocking our view, and somebody is over there. Looks like he's going to go climb on the mound. That's Colton, so he won't be pitching.
He's walking back. That one bounced and got away. And Hunter Brown.
He's looking around. It's behind him, behind the umpire.
He thought it popped up in the air and was looking in the sky like it was going to fall down and hit him in the face, but it was already well behind him. Oh, man. The count 2-0 to Hunter Brown in the pitch. Off speed, called a strike.
And I just went ahead and jumped in here with the opportunity. I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate all the hard work you've been doing all season long, and I'm looking forward to that.
Ripped to left field for a base hit. Hunter Brown, his second hit of the game, through that 5-6 hole on the left side.
A nice rope there by Hunter. But I wanted to take the opportunity to just say that I appreciate your hard work, and you're going to turn this thing over to me for a couple of days.
Yes.
So I'm honored to be able to jump back in the cage. I did it for many years, but it's been a little while, and I, you know, I miss it every once in a while.
Right? I know. It's one of those things that, like, when you're doing it, you're just so locked in mm-hmm. and in love with what you're doing. It's a feeling like no other, you know? It's kind of the same feeling that I would get during a game that I was playing in. I'm just locked in and feel like I'm participating.
Absolutely.
First pitch to Seagraves.
Big swing and a miss.
A fastball up. Got that swing and a miss. Seagraves 0-2, but he has reached safely.
And in the years in radio, I always called either being in the studio, whether it's the recording studio or on air, or being in the press box. That's the sanctuary. That's where nobody can mess with you.
Yes.
And no one does.
That's exactly
pretty much.
Right.
So you get to get in there. You do your job. You give a strong play-by-play. Be descriptive of everything that's going around the stadium, and you have a good time with it.
Yes, exactly. And it makes it so much, it adds another layer to it when you can have a guest on, someone to talk mm-hmm. with and to joke around with, as that's picked over to first, nearly gets away there from the first baseman, Becker.
Exactly. So, you know, I am looking forward to the trip to Sioux Falls. And again, if you want to get more information on Trappers baseball in general and the upcoming home series after we get back from that trip and a day off starting the 23rd, you can go to peertrappers.com, get your tickets in advance.
You're so good at that. Finding the perfect opportunity to make sure that people know. The shameless plug, as I've called it before, but you are so good at it.
That's our job, you know.
To
bring people to this ballpark. And so far this year, I appreciate all the fans that have come out and shown their love for Trappers Nation more than any year except year one.
Lead
so
the league
far.
In attendance and average attendance, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now it bounces and skips away, and Hunter Brown will easily coast to second base there.
You know, we won't talk about what the other teams are drawing, but what I can say is the Pier Trappers, year one, they did pretty well, and we're about on pace with year one right now. So, but it's early. It's a small sample size.
Yes.
But as this year goes on and we get into the dog days and a long homestand when more people come out and we've got great promotions coming up as well,
yep.
We're going to put butts in the seats in this ballpark.
2-1, chopped foul. You know what? We're going to do something again right now quick. It's time. We just got past the top of the hour. It's time for a legal ID.
Oh, you're going to have me do the legal ID. Okay. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 FM, KGFX, Pier. When you gamble with your safety, you bet your life. So please buckle up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're locked in. You're ready.
Either that or I'm the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I mean, either one is pretty cool to me. 2-2 pitch upcoming here to Trevor Seagraves. And gets the call. Strike 3.
Are you old enough to remember the Kool-Aid man? No?
Kind of.
It was a big cartoon character, and there would be little kids playing in the playground, and we're so thirsty, we don't know what to do. Oh, like, yeah. And then you hear this, the Kool-Aid, the big, huge Kool-Aid jug would break through a brick wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And kids would come running from everywhere around like the ice cream truck was coming.
The best memory, the biggest thing I associate with the Kool-Aid man now, I watch a lot of Family Guy, and they do a lot of parodies of the Kool-Aid man, so
yes.
I always associate it with that.
Okay, it was a Kool-Aid commercial back
yes.
in the days.
Hit on the ground to third, on a bounce, fielded, looking the runner back to second and throwing down to first in time for the second out.
It almost looked like the first baseman came off the bag on that throw, but no call made, so it was obviously pretty close.
You know, I always take
in
for
the vicinity,
granted,
I guess they call it.
Yes, I always take for granted the view that I have here compared to the person next to me. You kind of got that little pole right there in the middle, which maybe is blocking. Is that blocking the view of first?
I mean, I can see first from the angle that I'm at right now, but then I miss the play between the second baseman and the shortstop if they turn two or it's a quick flip.
Man, didn't even think about that till just now.
So I move around a little bit.
Move the head, first pitch.
Yes.
Daniel Hab misses for ball one. Danny has had himself quite a day at the plate. 3 for 3, a triple, and 2 singles.
Our boys have been hitting a few triples here over the last couple of games, too.
Yes.
That's a little bit unusual.
1-0 fouled off to the left side. Is it playable? It is. And on his knees, could not make the catch.
Slides beyond the ball, and the umpire goes over to make sure he's okay.
It looked like an awkward stumble there from Jason Willers. Needs a second. You know, I think he probably felt that one in the knee.
Yeah, he's adjusting his
a little bit.
Adjusting his catcher's gear is what he's doing. I think he jammed the knee against the catcher's gear.
Yeah.
And so he's wiggling the catcher's gear again and stretching a little bit to get himself ready while the umpire walks his way out and hands the pitch, giving the catcher a little bit of extra time to get himself together.
The common courtesy, you know, it's kind of like one of those deals where it's a two-way street with it. You know, if the umpire gets hit by a foul ball or something like that, the catcher will give time to the umpire to catch his breath and go out and give a mound visit, and then vice versa there as well. If the catcher catches something and needs his time, the umpire will take his time as well. One of the many things that just enhances the life of the sport, I feel like. There's a lot of just unwritten rules and standards that a lot of people wouldn't know. Hab at the plate, the 1-1. Bounced it.
Church.
Jalen Lee looking to close out his fourth inning of relief work. He's been pretty good. Has not given up a single run since subbing in there. In the top of the fifth.
An exciting game, too. I mean, a lot of the games, whether we win them or lose them, have been, you know, extravagant scores, 9-1, you know, 8-2.
Bounces and gets away. Hunter Brown will advance to third. He'll make a quick round and head for home.
Come to the plate.
The throw to the plate, and it is in time. Hunter Brown thinks he slid underneath it with the hand, but there's no replay review, so there's not even a way we can look at it. Hunter Brown was aggressive with it, rounding third.
Coach Jamie's coming over to have the discussion as well. He's taking his time walking slowly toward the home plate umpire. I don't know if he's going to be kicking any dirt, Earl Weaver style, old school. he's having that discussion. He got his 2 cents worth, and he's going to head to the dugout.
So a weird sequence there, a passed ball, and Hunter Brown tries to score from second. Nearly made it in there. He thought that he was able to slide under the tag, but that is not what it was called. So we will go to the ninth, and Caleb Hay back out there trying to go with a complete game. The Trappers leading it 4-1. We'll pause here and come back with what is hopefully the conclusion of this game here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The passion for the officiating craft was instant. And so it really just was part of being away from athletics, missing it in college, and then finding this route back into the game.
Here's Brandon Cruz, new NFL official, on how he became interested in that on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Welcome back in here. Top of the ninth inning upcoming. We've got Caleb Hay coming in to try and close this thing out. He's 3 outs away from a complete game. So leading it off for us will be a pinch hitter, Josh Simon. So a couple of new batters will be here for the Pilots. Josh. Got Josh Simon. He was the starter in the opening game of the series. First pitch misses. So the Trappers leading it 4-1 here. Three outs away. And a breaking ball called a strike. Snapped it across there. Caleb Hay has been dominant. 14 punch outs. A chance for even more. We have a quick pause in the action. So the count. One and one to Josh Simon, and the pitch bounced it. Caleb Hay. The count 2-1, and the pitch strike two. So I guess they waved off one of those strikes. So now that is strike two. So that first one that was fouled off to that right side, I guess they waved it off over there. So the count is now 2-2. And now the pitch. And called strike three anyway. Josh Simon not happy, slams the bat, and he's ejected. Josh Simon was not happy, slammed the bat, broke it over his knee, Bo Jackson style. He's out of the game, and I think we're about to have a second ejection. Matty Holm is hot out there in the face of the home plate umpire, and he has been tossed as well. Double ejection. He's going to get his money's worth out of this. In the face of the home plate umpire, doesn't like it. He is drawing his line in the sand, kicking the dirt over the home plate. Getting escorted out, red in the face, Matty Holm making a show here in the top of the ninth. A double ejection. Josh Simon goes down looking and slams the bat and breaks it over his knee before being ejected. And then Matty Holm gets tossed as well. Fire him up here in the top of the ninth. Some entertainment value. Matty Holm is putting on the backpack, and he is already heading towards the team bus. Oh, man. Those are so much fun. Holy cow. So a double ejection. And now we've got Tyler Wiltshire, and I've got to try and dial this back in here after that called strike three. The Trapper's two outs away. Oh, man, that was fantastic. We are about ready for play. The home plate umpire had to dust off the plate after Coach Matty Holm kicked the dirt over there onto the plate, made a scene before walking his way towards the dugout and ultimately back to the team bus. We are ready here. Pitch number 115 from Caleb Hay, chopped foul to the left side. Tyler Wiltshire, pinch hitting in place of Tanner Thompson. The 0-1 fouled off. The count now 0-2. Trappers two outs away from closing this out. We've had some fun, some excitement. Some drama, especially here just a moment ago. The 0-2 bounced and nearly hit Wiltshire on that front foot. Caleb Hay up to 15 strikeouts. Certainly a team high for a pitcher in a single game this season. 1-2, nubbed it foul. So he'll do the 1-2 once again. Caleb Hay already set to deliver the 1-2 pitch, and it misses in the dirt, 2-2. Tyler Wiltshire's first at-bat of the night. And the 2-2 pitch hit on the ground to second. Seagraves fields it on a bounce, and the throw in time for the second out. So the Trappers now an out away from picking up a win here on this Thursday evening. Caleb Hay is just an out away from a complete game where just one run has scored, and it was not even an earned run. 15 strikeouts, as I mentioned. He has been on cruise control. First pitch, called a strike. Jared Kirkman, the final out, the final chance. The 0-1, check swing to short. Hunter Brown fields on the run, the throw to first, and that'll do it! Nice play there from Hunter Brown to end the game, and a heck of an effort from Caleb Hay. He picks up the win, complete game, one run. That run was not earned, and 15 strikeouts. So there you have it. That is your player of the game right there. So the Trappers win it here. Final score, 4-1. You know, I'm going to do something that I typically would send things to the post-game show. But before I do that, I want to take just a second to talk about something maybe a little bit serious with you guys. So I'm sitting out this weekend for Father's Day. I'm thankful that John Hunt is filling in for me for that. It's Father's Day, and this will be my first Father's Day without my dad. August 15th of 2021, I still remember when I got the call. At 5:43 p.m., my dad took his own life, and it's been just over 10 months since then, and this will be my first Father's Day without him. And so it all kind of still feels like a blur. I don't really know how to feel about it. I just know that I don't want to be in a position where I try and broadcast this weekend. I want to try and maybe take some time to myself, maybe sleep. I don't know. I have no idea how I'm going to feel. But what I do know is that for all of you out there, this upcoming Father's Day, whether it be with your dad, with your kids, whatever it may be, enjoy your time with your dad. Cherish them. Cherish them a lot, because you never know what could happen at any time. Make sure that they know how you feel about them, and vice versa. And I will say I'm very lucky to have my stepdad still here that is a fantastic mentor. I know he is there for me as well, so I'm very lucky for that. But I just know this weekend will be my first Father's Day without my dad, as I mentioned, and just want to try and take some time to myself. And it's crazy that's coming up on a year already, actually. It'll be a year, as I mentioned, on August 15th. And so my final message, I guess, would be just to make sure that your dad knows how much you love them, and vice versa the other way around. And so that's just my quick message. Before we send it to a quick commercial break, we'll come back here and I'll have some post-game insight on the Trapper Rap post-game. Your Trappers win it 4-1 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper post-game show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. in Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Frick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Trappers game coverage on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
And welcome back into the ballpark here, Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers win it 4-1 here in the series finale at Hyde Stadium. I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening to my quick message there before the commercial break. But you know what? A heck of a performance from Caleb Hay on the mound here. Complete game. 15 strikeouts. Throws 122 pitches. 5 hits, 1 run, but it was not an earned run. Walks just 2 batters. Without a doubt, Caleb Hay, your player of the game today, improves the Trappers to 6-13 on the season and bumps the Pilots down to 5-11. So the Trappers, as I mentioned, will turn around and have a 3-game, I guess, round robin, if you want to call it that, in Sioux Falls this weekend against all 3 of the other teams in the league. So Caleb Hay got the start and it was fantastic. Daniel Habb was probably the offensive MVP. 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored, a couple of stolen bases, reached base safely every time that he was up there. And we're going to be joined by Coach Jamie Habiger before we even go to a commercial break. He is on top of it. Coach is here with us. So you got the headset on backwards. There you go. Coach, before I even let you say anything, the 2 words that matter in this game, Caleb Hay.
Yeah. Caleb Hay, man. Like I've said before, kid's got a lot of grit. He's a bulldog on the mound. I tried to pull him about the 7th inning. He wanted nothing to do with that. So he's our guy, man. He threw a great game tonight.
Complete game, 15 strikeouts. That last strikeout added some entertainment value here as well, that double ejection we saw. That was a fun one to call, too.
I bet. Yeah, you know what? Emotion's getting high, and after seeing the zone hit and miss, but I think Josh did a great job behind the plate today. He kept it pretty consistent, and you know what? We just went with it as well. We had some tough strikes against us, but
probably some frustrations that have boiled over from the last 2 games would be my assumption.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
And so you guys pick up a great win there. The offense came alive, too. Daniel Habb looked great. You know, he's not a stereotypical catcher there with his build, his frame. He's got speed, legged out that triple, stole a couple of bases. He was definitely the offensive MVP.
Yeah, for sure. Daniel had a great game, and he really showed off his wheels tonight. He's going to have to get in the lineup somewhere else after that.
Right, designated hitter somewhere. I mean, he said that, I think he's told me when he was up here during that first game, he said he's played in the outfield before.
Yeah, he has.
Might have to stick him out there in one of the corner outfield spots and
he's
hide him in there.
Talk me into it.
Oh, man, yeah. So maybe a bit more enticing of an argument now after a 3-for-3 day.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Everything was falling for him tonight, and he had a great night at the plate. Great job behind. I mean, you know, a pitcher can't do it without his catcher, and Daniel called a great game with Caleb as well. So if I was going to give a player of the game, I'd give it to Caleb, but Daniel as well.
So I'm glad I'm right on the head there with those 2. But so you guys now turn around and hit the road, but the same as everybody else with the neutral site 3-game, I guess you call it a weekend, quadrangular, round robin, whatever you want to call it. You'll see back-to-back-to-back days against the other 3 teams in the league. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
You know, it'll be nice to see a different team every day rather than seeing the same team. We've seen all 3. Our pitching staff's loaded. We're ready to go for the series this weekend. And we're just going to go and give it our all, and we got Monday off. So,
is there one team of the 3 that you would say you feel like you know the best?
Well, I know the Sabre Dogs hit the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, know them pretty well for obvious reasons.
And, I mean, the Roosters, you know, we battle the Roosters and the Pilots now after playing a few games. We're getting to know them. So, you know, with this little limited teams in the league, we get to know them pretty well. So I'm looking forward to it. and you know, hopefully momentum carries us through into the weekend.
I'm not sure if you knew this as well, going back really quickly to Caleb Hay on the mound. He picked up four of his 15 strikeouts against one of his college teammates, Micah Barkenhagen, gave him the golden sombrero. I bet that gave him all the bragging rights that he will need for until probably the end of time.
Yeah, he loved that. And, you know, he was helping out with the pitchers in that first couple games and letting know how he hits. And that kid's a heck of a hitter. So to shut him down three times is impressive.
Four.
Caleb, four times.
Gave him the golden sombrero. 0-for-4 with four Ks. It's not a hat that you want to wear in the sport of baseball.
But that's definitely not a hat.
That's what Micah Barkenhagen is wearing on the bus ride to Sioux Falls. So appreciate your time, Coach. And we won't have a conversation between the two of us on the air, I guess, for 5 days, because our next one will be on the road. On the road in Minot. Yeah, you might have to join John up here, maybe. We'll see. But, we'll be back on the road. I'll be back with you guys for that two-game set in Minot against the Saberdogs. We'll have some fun with that. I'll have the best would-you-rather question of all time.
Looking forward to it.
Before this last commercial break, I gave a quick message to the viewers as well, just about for Father's Day, this one being a big one for me, so I'm glad I get the break anyways.
Yep. Well,
you guys go win
break.
Some games, and I'll keep tuning in and following along with you guys.
Yeah.
So
happy Father's Day to all the parents and fathers out there.
100%.
I'm glad we gave the fans a win. It's about time that our faithful guy, we got to see a win. So
absolutely right, and it was a dominant win all the way around. And Coach, good luck this weekend. And I'll talk to you again on the air on Tuesday.
Yep. Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So there was Coach Jamie Habiger, and we'll probably wrap it up right there for the Trapper Wrap post-game show. Your Trappers win it 4-1. Caleb Hay, the player of the game. Daniel have a close second there with his 3-for-3 performance. Trappers got out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning and never looked back. Caleb Hay allowed his one run there in the top of the third, and it wasn't even an earned run. There was an error that allowed for that run to reach and then eventually score, so that run, not even an earned one from Caleb Hay. Trappers added on a couple of insurance runs, but then from the fifth inning on, it was just straight donuts. Zeros across the board was what we saw until the finish. So the Trappers win 4-1. Four runs on seven hits compared to one run on five hits for the Pilots. So the team will be on the road to Sioux Falls tomorrow, but I will get four days off here for Father's Day weekend. Thank you to everybody for listening to this long day of baseball we had here at Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, signing off, and I will rejoin you guys here on Tuesday night in Minot, North Dakota. But for now, I'm saying good night, peace out, and enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Make sure to let your dad or your kids know how much you love them.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.